Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Dr. Robin Belinsky, as well as Dr. Fauci, are going to be testifying. If not, they've, I think, already been undergoing the process. I haven't been able to watch it live because I've been on air. As Congress wants some answers as to what's going on with Omicron, what are going to be the next steps, and what the plan is. So, I think this started at about 10 a.m. There was a Senate hearing on the federal response to Omicron. Dr. Fauci and CDC Director Michelle Walensky testifying. The CDC was going to weigh in on whether citizens should wear better masks. This mask mandate has been a cluster and a half. As well as, in terms of returning to work, the issues of the test kits. So, we don't have all the little nuances yet, but one thing I am very in anticipation of is there was, I believe, a Fox News interview with Bret Baier where Michelle Walensky was asked how many of those 824,000 deaths, or 824,000, I think even higher, over 800,000 deaths of COVID, were truly just COVID, or people who had multiple other issues that COVID could have accentuated. And she said, I'm going to get that number. So that is something that we aren't really hearing a lot of people discuss, but to me, that's what I want to hear. We have been talking about the death rate of COVID. We have been, as public officials and as health authorities, been making these random rules of okay, well, you need to wear a mask, well, you need to be vaccinated, you need to have had three of the vaccines, no, the Johnson & Johnson, if it's over 2 months, then that's not good enough. We've been making all these arbitrary rules, even closing people's businesses down, asking them to limit numbers, asking them to put their employees at risk, to accost people who could have guns and knives and weapons on them to show them their vaccine papers. And the numbers might not be accurate. 861,336 deaths have been reported to, according to World Meters, that were COVID-related. But the COVID-related deaths we spoke about early on was a little bit of a mess. All right? Many people think it was underreported than overreported. I happen to think there was an overreporting. And the reason why is early on in the pandemic, people did not want to go and get tested for COVID. This country thought that they could contain a cluster of COVID cases. I think the first case or two was in Washington. Then there was a case in New York. And there was a case. And they thought that these isolated cases, they could control, like Ebola. Meanwhile, you and I thought, no. I mean, if it's all over, and it was all over China, it's all over here. Nobody tested. It's here. Plus, me as a physician, I was noticing that people were testing negative for flu, calling into telemedicine, and I go, well, maybe it's the flu. They're like, no, I just tested negative for flu. And I go, then it's something else. So I noticed that there was a something else in November of 2019. So by the time we started testing, it wasn't one isolated cases or two isolated cases. It was just those one or two isolated cases that actually got tested. Well, then somebody in California decides to go and get a test. He wasn't feeling well. He ends up getting a $2,200 bill. That made news. People start to freak out. They're like, well, I'm not going to spend that kind of money to find out if I have COVID, especially if COVID could be mild or COVID could be bad. I'll go to the hospital if it's bad. Why am I trying to find out if I have COVID if it's going to cost me thousands of dollars? Meanwhile, hospitals were going, wait a second, these people aren't paying their bills. We're going to be dealing with a pandemic, and people notoriously don't pay their bills. We can't go under this year. So the government said, look, we got you. If it's a COVID-related illness, we're going to cover it. So now somebody's coming in with cough, chills, fever. Is it flu? Is it a cold? Is it pneumonia? Is it COVID? Well, the hospital still has to pay and take care of you. If it looked like it could have been possibly COVID, and you had to do the workup as a hospital or medical center, you were going to get reimbursed from the government. So that's where the diagnosis code came in. So anybody that came in with COVID symptoms, and there's tons of COVID symptoms, had that diagnosis attached to them. Now, what if somebody died? Did they die of a heart attack? Did they die of COVID? Well, early on, the CDC said, look, let's say you don't have a COVID test, and you think COVID had something to do with that person dying. You can put it on their death certificate. And I agree with that. If that person had a blood clot, if that person's heart, you know, was traumatized, lungs, they couldn't breathe, then I support that. What I didn't support is then the numbers being touted as being accurate. All these people are dying of COVID. And you're like, what? Wait a second. No, because remember, some of them weren't even tested for COVID. So you need to have a separate column. You have the whole number, like the 861,000, where we think all these people died and had COVID at the same time. And then a separate column of these are people absolutely healthy. They came down with COVID, and then they started to sink in their health. They would have been two different numbers. We've never really had that accurate number yet. And in the hospital's defense, they were overwhelmed. They didn't have enough tests back then. I didn't even think they could test. They just tried to treat whatever they could. I don't think we got the test till March, April. So there were people that were treated for COVID. There were people who were treated for flu, treated for pneumonia, assumed to have COVID, and it was a little bit of a mess. So when we hear 861,000 people died, that's why we have to have the mandates. Can we get some accurate numbers? And again, I'm not convinced that the mandates saved the amount of lives that they said they did, because you had a lot of people run and get some fake cards. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while we're waiting to hear what happened today in Congress with Robin Walensky and Dr. Fauci when it comes to COVID, I know some of you are kind of hoping it's going to be a sling fest with Rand Paul and maybe somebody will finally get fired. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm just looking for some answers, and I'm actually looking for some apologies, to be honest, going, we overstepped. We're not going to do it again, and we will not force people to get a mandate. We will not force people to lock people down. We messed up, and we should have listened to Dr. Dahlia. That's what I would like to hear, but I'm not expecting it. All right, there's going to be, I think, a lot of disappointed people with what's happening, but the answers that I think we do want, bipartisanly, whether you're Republican or Democrat, whether you support the Biden administration or not, whether you love Dr. Fauci or not, these are some interesting questions that I do think we need some answers to, and they've been questions that we've brought up on this show that hopefully are being brought up now, today, to Dr. Walensky and Dr. Fauci. And Stat News did a pretty good job. The witnesses, by the way, that are being grilled by the Senate Health Committee include Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Michelle Walensky, Director of the CDC, Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock, and Donald, the Assistant Health Secretary for Preparedness, and Response. So, one is, will the U.S. Omicron wave look like South Africa's? South Africa's wave lasted a few weeks and then was done. I can't answer that. I'm hopeful. Because it sounds like, to me, everybody's getting it. I mean, unless people, you know, are trying to hide and hide and hide, and then they, you know, I mean, you might have the hiders that think it's safe when they go out, they finally get it. But I think the majority of people that are going to get it are getting it now. I'm over it. Even though my test was negative, I believe it was. I think a lot of people are getting it now. So hopefully we will follow South Africa. We model South Africa. We model UK. UK is still dealing with, hold on a second. The UK is still dealing with some surges here. Let me see if I get, because the UK should have been done a couple, not so much done a couple weeks ago, but should have seen some drop in cases. So let me see if I could get a little better image. They still have high rises of cases, so we might not be as quick as Omicron. We usually follow what happens with the UK, especially with travel. And remember, we have a much bigger population than the UK and South Africa. So we're waiting to see what they say, but hopefully if we do follow South Africa, we should by February be out of this wave. Another question they're going to ask is, could you improve your communication on COVID-19? This is going to be directed to Walensky. She's been under fire for the CDC isolation guidelines, seeming to, quote, trivialize the deaths of people who have comorbidities and remain vulnerable to severe COVID-19, even despite vaccination. Democratic Senator Patty Murray, who chairs the panel, plans to address the, quote, confusing and frustrating communication from the CDC at the hearing. In fact, we heard that Walensky was going to get more media training. So that'll be kind of interesting. And again, I don't want this to be a poop show. I don't want this to be a witch hunt or anything like that. But I do think there is some bipartisan concern about, why did you force people to close? Why did people have to, you know, get mandated vaccines? Why all these rules when now you're like, you know what, even if you're sick, you could go back to work. Everybody needs you. You know, so that is. And, you know, you guys said these were absolutes. People lost their jobs. People lost their careers because of your absolutes. And all of a sudden, then you could flip the table, you know, turn the table. Another thing they're going to ask is, when are the 500 million free rapid tests the president promised last month going to become available? So as you know, this Saturday, we are supposed to be able to purchase them. We are supposed to be able to get at-home COVID tests and get them reimbursed from our insurance company. Not sure what happens to those that don't have insurance. I believe each family is allowed to get 8. So a family of 4 can get 32 test kits a month if they want. I'd like to know a little bit more of the logistics, especially since we're low on tests. And then what do we do when we're low on tests? Does somebody who's hoarded about 160 of these tests, do they give them up? So, you know, we have 20,000 test kits, but people are testing themselves over and over and over again to go back to work, and they're still positive. So the White House said they're coming soon. Not sure how many tests will be available by the end of January. If we're done with Omicron by then, will it be moot? I'm hoping that, you know, they still move forward and then maybe people have the test kits at home. Another question they have is, what is the FDA doing to address concerns that rapid tests aren't working as well to detect Omicron? Thank you. Hallelujah. So even the FDA announced last month that certain rapid COVID-19 tests were less sensitive in picking up Omicron. That's why I was negative. That's why people were negative. In fact, there was a study that suggested certain tests are less likely to detect the variant. Scientists are trying to figure out why. Well, because it changed. You guys made everything based on the wild type. You should have updated it. Other doctors are saying, well, swab your throats. I did that, though. I swabbed my throat, and I swabbed my nose, and I still tested negative. So it's not a fix, but it's something you could do. So now lawmakers want to know if the FDA and all these tests that insurance companies are paying for that we have purchased, are they going to meet the standards of detecting at least 80% of positive cases? If they don't have that sensitivity, then what the heck are we doing? And are we going to pull them off the market? They also want to know, why don't we know yet whether a positive rapid antigen test indicates infectiousness? So there are people that are stuck out of the country because the rapid test is positive. But your rapid test could be positive for weeks. A negative antigen test is nice, but what if the negative antigen test isn't sensitive? The FDA has asked rapid test manufacturers to generate the data. So that's a cluster. They want to know, should Americans expect to need a fourth vaccine dose, and if so, when? So it's still kind of, the fourth dose is recommended for those who are immunocompromised. But for those people that still haven't gotten their third shot, they're like, wait, I need a fourth, and I just got COVID. So the fourth shot has an issue because we still have many countries in the Middle East, Africa, Latin America, that they haven't even vaccinated a two-dose series. So we'll see what happens. Finally, this is the question I want answered. What will be the process for deciding whether to update the vaccine strain, and who makes that call? We are already a year and a half too late in working on a new vaccine that has many of the spike protein mutations. Why are we still giving boosters for the old shot? So the FDA has to figure out, when are these boosters not doing their job, and why waste the time? Let's get new shots. So World Health Organization would like the process to occur in a coordinated manner. But right now, leaving it to individual manufacturers could be a mess. They want to know, when is the earliest possible time for COVID vaccine authorizations for children under the age of 5, and why is it taking so long? Well, because they're babies. We're talking about little babies, and apparently some of the studies did not come out that well. The lower dose of the vaccine for 2 to 4 years old didn't succeed. So they're still doing studies, so they want to know when that'll be ready. When does the FDA expect to fully approve Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine? Why is it taking so much longer than Pfizer's? Moderna submitted its application back in August. FDA still hasn't done reviewing it. Why? Why did Pfizer get the step up? Is it because Moderna, you got Moderna arm, you got myocarditis risks, or is it because there's some other relationship? They say, do we need to reframe our strategy of fighting the coronavirus? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. COVID is here to stay. Let's work around it. Don't be doing what you did last year. Will the federal government issue clearer guidance about which masks are most effective at preventing COVID? Why are cloth masks still so prevalent? Because they screwed up. Where are the professional grade masks, the N95, KN95, surgical masks? They are more effective. Why don't people have them? Is the administration declaring defeat in its fight with Moderna over vaccine access? Apparently, they were trying to force Moderna to share its vaccine technology with the regular world. And Moderna still hasn't shared its vaccine technology. I don't know. I'm a little, you know, that's kind of interesting. I would almost rather Moderna get the you know, allowance to go and work in these other countries rather than having to give all their secrets. Because, I mean, just let Moderna produce vaccines and have Moderna entities work in these other countries. But they want the patent and all that information shared. Well, the reason why is, if this technology is as groundbreaking as it is, then they're going to be using it for future drugs, and that basically could do them in. So it's not an easy topic. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is sending more of your tax dollars for humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. The latest contribution covers $308 million. Total allocations are around $782 million since October. Afghans are confronting a harsh winter with dwindling food and fuel supplies. Senators are taking a close look at the growing COVID-19 variant surge. North Carolina Republican Senator Richard Burr noting the ongoing lack of availability of in-home test kits.
When Americans were instructed to do the responsible thing and get tests before they see loved ones, there were no tests on the shelves or online.
Burr adding the Biden administration has squandered opportunities to combat the surges. You're listening to USA Radio News. Flights are back on schedule Tuesday after the FAA ordered a full ground stop at all West Coast airports. Here's what that sounded like from air traffic controllers at the airport in Burbank, California, Monday night.
And Zoom, like Echo, I need you to go ahead and land at Van Nuys at this time. Some sort of national security threat's going on, and we are not allowing aircraft to maneuver in the area at the moment. Are you able to land Van Nuys?
The stoppage was ordered after North Korea fired what appeared to be a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan.
Starting Saturday, private health insurers will be required to cover up to 8 home COVID-19 tests per month for those on their plans. The Biden administration announced the change Monday as it looks to lower costs and make testing for the virus more convenient. Only tests purchased on or after January 15th will be required to be reimbursed. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't really watch porn, so I don't know who these stars are, and I apologize, you know. I mean, I watch some TV, you know, but I'm, like, really big on, like, the Avenger movies and DC movies and things like that. So, you know, if you tell me, isn't John Cena now in a new DC movie or DC TV series? I forget which one it is. But anyway, I'm a little bit more up to date on that. But I have heard of Jenna Jameson. And I guess Jenna Jameson is a very famous adult film star. I haven't seen her work. I'm sure she's great at it. I just don't, you know, I'm just not really up to date on that. Sadly, though, she is undergoing treatment for a severe neurological condition, Guillain-Barré. And I bring this up because I think a lot of Guillain-Barré gets missed early on, and it blows my mind that people aren't going to the hospital sooner. I'm not blaming her, but in general, I see so many people are dealing with this at home. So what happened is her partner, Lior Bitton, described how what happened is she was throwing up for a couple of weeks. They took her to the hospital. They did a CAT scan. The CAT scan didn't show much, so they sent her home. Then what happened is over the next few days, she couldn't carry herself. She couldn't walk. She had muscle weakness. She was falling on the way to the bathroom. He would have to lift her up and carry her to bed. Within 2 days, she was unable to walk. They brought her back to the hospital. Very, very scary stuff. I think she has a young child with Lior. He had, as of Saturday, said she was on day 3 of the hospital. After MRI spinal tap tests, they finally figured out it was Guillain-Barré. Now, a lot of you are like, oh my gosh, you know, I threw up the other day. Well, a lot of people are throwing up. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get this. But it just always blows my mind that people are getting weak at home. They can barely walk. And they don't think to go to the hospital right away. And you need to. So after she was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré, she actually posted. She said, hey guys, first of all, thank you for all the love and support through my direct messages. I see each and every one of you and I appreciate it. The doctors suspect Guillain-Barré syndrome. I've started my IVIG treatment. I'm in the hospital and we likely remain here until treatment is complete. I hope to be out of here soon. She also put, P.S. I did not get the jab or any jab. This is not a reaction to the jab. Thank you for your concern. So then people are asking, well, then did COVID do this to her if she didn't get vaccinated? I don't know, because, again, vaccinated people are getting COVID, too. She was vomiting. And so sometimes, you know, when you are vomiting and you get a virus could put you at risk for Guillain-Barré. So what is Guillain-Barré? Well, Guillain-Barré is an autoimmune disorder where what happens is your immune system decides to attack the myelin sheath or coating of your nerves. That's like you know how you have your iPhone charger and that coating, that white coating starts to rip and then you have the exposed wires? Oh, you're like, okay, it's still working, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work anymore. That's kind of what Guillain-Barré does. So it attacks the coating of your nerves. You can get weakness, difficulty breathing, paralysis, and you could die. So many times it's induced by an illness or a cold. Trauma could induce it also. Sometimes injections, vaccines, medications could do it. So what we do is we do plasma exchange, plasmapheresis, to try to take out the antibodies that are attacking you. We might use IVIG, which is intravenous immune globulin. These are antibodies to help block your antibodies that are fighting your body. And then sometimes we'll do supportive measures, you know, fluids, oxygen. If we think you have an infection, we might give you antibiotics. If we think you have a bacterial infection. And then we have to undergo physical therapy and rehabilitation because some people might not get their movement back or they might have long-term paralysis. Now, this could affect anybody at any age. We usually see it in the middle age group between 30 and 50 years old, but it can affect anybody. And so this is obviously a concern I have because when we diagnose with Guillain-Barré, it's almost always the same thing. Yeah, they felt weak and, you know, but we didn't really do anything until they stopped walking. And so I had a patient, this was on telemedicine last year, where the mom was saying, my kid fell. I go, what do you mean? Did she fall down? No, my kid is walking and she keeps falling. And she says her legs feel funny. And she had recently had a cold. I go, I think this is Guillain-Barré. You need to take her to the hospital now. You rarely get somebody, per se, that calls that early on. And so for any of you that had a recent cold, whether it was COVID, whether it was, who knows, all right, if at all something seems not like a cold, you're like, I don't understand why I can't breathe or why I have chest pain or I feel weak or I can't walk, don't mess with it. You got to get yourself taken care of. So Godspeed. I hope Jenna gets better. This is not an easy path for her. She did nothing wrong. It was just she got some sort of an infection and her immune system decided to attack her. We will eventually figure out who's at higher risk, but right now, it's a crapshoot. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. So researchers are still trying to figure out where Omicron came from. And researchers from China think this happened in a mouse. Published in the Journal of Genetics and Genomics, Beijing researchers state the spectrum of mutations involving Omicron did not look like what would have evolved in human hosts, but rather what they would see in mice cellular models. They found mutations that would enhance the virus's ability to infect a mouse host as well, meaning these suckers were preparing for mice. Authors state they identified the mutations in ORFS, a gene of SARS-CoV-2 variants, isolated from 18 mammalian species, including mice, cats, dogs, mink, deer. And they found that pre-outbreak Omicron mutations tended to share the same positions as the ORFS mutations identified in mice. So they think that the progenitor of Omicron jumped from humans to mice, rapidly accumulated mutations conducive to infecting that host, then jumped back into humans, indicating an interspecies evolutionary trajectory for the Omicron outbreak. Now, I know that seems to be a big stretch, where the bug went from a human to an animal, survived it, flourished in it, and flourished enough to jump back to a human and then be one of the most infectious outbreaks we've had. But that's what Chinese researchers are saying. I don't know if I believe everything out of China, but I did look at their study. They just seem to have a lot of data. They made it look good. So humans are the more ubiquitous host for SARS-CoV-2. I know also bats, but in terms of what we're dealing with, humans seem to be most commonly affected that we know of. But the fact that this SARS can prevail in other species is not good news. Because what that means is new variants could find other mammalian evolution opportunities and then jump back to humans. See, the way out of this pandemic is we humans get stronger, COVID gets weaker, we survive this Omicron, next wave is weaker than Omicron, and then COVID goes, okay, you know what, we'll just do mild illness and that's it. If they have the opportunity to sneak around and screw around in other animals, now that allows so many more possibilities. So this isn't good. Now, again, is this distraction so people don't, you know, try to guess where COVID came from in a lab? I don't know. But all I know is this is not a good sign. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead,
It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Dole Fresh Vegetables is adding more products to their voluntary recall of packaged salads linked to a listeria outbreak. Dole issued a recall in December after 2 people died and 16 people were infected with listeria due to their salads. According to the FDA, Listeria monocytogenes is a bacteria that can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young kids, those who are vulnerable, elderly, as well as those with weakened immune systems. Listeria infection could also cause pregnant women to miscarry or have stillbirth. Symptoms include high fever, severe headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea. About 1,600 people contract listeriosis each year. 260 people die, according to the CDC. I think it was it 2012, there was a huge outbreak that was related to cantaloupe. And what stinks about it is sometimes you don't know for weeks that you've been infected. So if you had some garnish on your plate at a breakfast restaurant, you're not going to remember if you had it. So when epidemiologists are trying to figure out what you ate, where you ate, they got to go and look it up. and then go, did you eat the garnish on your plate? So in this particular case, they think it was the Dole-branded private label packaged salads containing iceberg lettuce processed at Springfield, Ohio, Soledad, California. Equipment used to harvest the iceberg lettuce tested positive for Listeria. I think that was the same thing that happened with the cantaloupe issue in 2012. No issues have been reported with this new recall, but if you have any of these shall we say, products, throw them out. Find out on the Dole website and FDA, and they will clue you guys in on the latest of the recall. Chicago schools are going to reopen tomorrow after a deal was reached between the union and the city. Apparently, there was a lot of name-calling. And Lori Lightfoot announced on Twitter that the public school in children, the children will be able to return to classes on Wednesday. I'm hearing the union still has to approve it. They have 25,000 people in their union. But she said, after a productive day at the bargaining table, I am pleased to report CTU will end their work stoppage. CPS Chicago Public Schools put a great proposal on the table that both bargaining teams discussed in detail today. So Jesse Sharkey, the president of the teachers union, told the Chicago Sun-Times that Lightfoot is being relentless. She's being relentlessly stupid, relentlessly stubborn. Lightfoot responded, saying, if I had a dollar for every time some privileged, clouded white guy called me stupid, I'd be a bazillionaire. So, a lot of name-calling. The deal would have students in class Wednesday, teachers a day earlier. Still, the union's 25,000 members have to approve it. Lightfoot accused teachers of abandoning students by refusing to teach in person. She also shot back at the union president. And this is one of these things where I keep saying, why don't we switch winter break and spring break? The problem I have with all of this is we take 3 months off for the summer, and then wintertime, we're trying to fight to get everybody back to school during flu, cough, cold season, holiday season, bad weather. I mean, most summers are pretty benign, even in hot climates. I was bored to death growing up in Arizona and Nevada with no school during the summer. I would have rather been in air conditioning, you know, and been able to at least have some school and then have more time off during Christmas time. That's what I would have liked. But no. And I get it. A lot of parents are ticked because teachers, if they're not teaching right now and they're on the strike, they still get paid. So parents are like, why can't I do that? But then teachers, on the other hand, are like, look, these kids are sick. I don't want to get sick. They have a right to say that, too. Then, again, maybe have school out during the cough, cold, winter, cold season. Speaking of schools, Ivy League schools are being sued because of illegally restricting access to financial aid. Some of the nation's most prestigious universities, include six of the eight Ivy League schools, have been accused of participating in a price-fixing cartel that denied financial aid to nearly 200,000 students. The suit filed by five plaintiffs named 16 colleges, which include Yale, Columbia, Brown, Duke, Notre Dame, Georgetown, claiming these elite schools colluded to limit price competition, overcharge hundreds of millions of dollars for two decades, according to a lawsuit filed in Illinois federal court. These same defendants, by their own admission, have participated in a price-fixing cartel that is designed to reduce or eliminate, this according to Daily Mail, reduce or eliminate financial aid as a locus of competition, and that, in fact, has artificially inflated the net price of attendance for students receiving financial aid. The universities allegedly used a shared methodology to calculate applicants' financial needs to engage in price-fixing and unfairly limited act. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Under a 1994 federal education law called Section 586, schools are allowed to work together on their formulas, but only if applicants' financial needs are not considered in their admissions process. That's called a need-blind admission. The lawsuit alleges schools in the so-called 568 President's Group explicitly aim to reduce or eliminate price competition among its members and called the elimination of competition simply a means of coalescing around a uniform and lower level of aid to all prospective students. Among the 16 schools in this 568 President's Group accused by the plaintiffs, some were Yale, Columbia, Brown, Cornell, Dartmouth, and the University of Pennsylvania. The other top tier schools include Georgetown, Northwestern, Duke, California Institute of Technology, MIT, Universities of Chicago, Notre Dame, Emory, Rice, and Vanderbilt. So the suit claims that these universities do consider whether candidates can pay tuition in certain circumstances, and therefore shouldn't be eligible for the antitrust exemption. I tell you, I just don't understand academia, but I do know that they play games. They say defendant's misconduct is therefore particularly egregious because it has narrowed a critical pathway to upward mobility. So spokesperson for MIT told Daily Mail they are reviewing the filing and will respond in court in due time. A Caltech spokesperson said the school's aid practices do not fringe along the lines of legality. A Brown spokesman said the complaint was without merit. So tuition increases at private universities have exploded. They have outpaced regular inflation. Undergraduate tuition at Yale Columbia for the academic year is $59,900. At Columbia, $60,500, excluding room and board. The lawsuit seeks unspecified triple damages for financial aid recipients who attended the school since 2003, which could include over 170,000 students. Lawyers representing the plaintiffs said current undergrad students are welcome to join the class action lawsuit as they are considered eligible. So many schools offer financial aid based on family income. Now that's need-based aid. But the universities say they are need blind, meaning they do not consider financial aid in admission decisions. So this is kind of, I know it's a little confusing, but they try to, from what I understand, allegedly, be exempt from antitrust laws because they said they were need blind, but they're being accused of no, they were very well aware and they were upping prices. So, you know, I have seen this where these schools, this is why I'm not a fan a free college where the students pay and the college gets reimbursed like insurance company, like the Obamacare subsidies, because these universities are just going to raise the rates. I know non-Ivy League schools that are charging that much. They are non-Ivy League. And they're charging whatever the hell. And they're like, yeah, but the school's going to help with the financial aid. They're going to pay a portion of it. And they keep raising the prices, they get more financial aid. I mean, now mind you, you know, capitalism, you know, should be at work and obviously supply and demand. But you're not raising the rates, $25 and saying, okay, well, you know, do people want to go to another university? This is where people are needing government money to go to school, and then the government's paying them. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.